We're going right now to Vegas on the Clay Travis Show to check in with Todd Furman at Todd Furman on Twitter. Todd, what was the reaction in the books when all of a sudden the Pacers come back and tie this thing at one apiece?
You know what? The numbers move quite a bit. You look at Miami, who had won game one by the slimmest of margins. They had moved out to a 1-10 favorite to advance to the NBA Finals. The Pacers winning yesterday, especially as such a heavy underdog when they were catching 8 closer to tip-off. You're now looking at a series price that only has Miami listed as a 1-3 shot. I can tell you one thing, though. Sportsbooks will definitely be rooting for the Pacers to get through the Heat. There's a lot of futures liability out there.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I was going to hit on next. Okay, so let's start with what do you think the line will look like on Sunday for the Heat going on the road in Indiana?
Looking at that game, actually, a couple of the offshore sportsbooks opened up Indiana as a 1.5-point favorite last night. Thought that was probably an overcompensation for what we've seen through the first two games. This morning there was a little bit of a market correction, so Miami right now is a 1-point favorite. The over-under has stayed pretty consistent, right in that 182 to 183 range. The only thing we can hope, like you guys talked about earlier, is that Scott Foster won't be officiating Game 3, and he'll actually let these two teams play instead of creating a parade to the foul line.
Yeah, and so you're talking about the exposure that the books may have because a lot of people came in and said, okay, the Heat are a prohibitive favorite. They're not putting money on the Heat. How much exposure do you think they actually have there in the futures market?
For the Eastern Conference, a lot of the books inflated the price so high on Miami early in the year that they were almost price prohibitive. The problem being is as the season progressed and it looked like they were a clear cut above everybody else, that still wasn't enough of a deterrent. It'll be real interesting to see because I know the Western Conference took the majority of money came in on the Thunder, but then as the Grizzlies gained momentum, their prices were a little bit high. So from speaking to some of the sportsbook directors, they're actually rooting for the Spurs to get through Memphis as Memphis has become the trendy underdog. The price now, though, for that series as it shifts, San Antonio right up into that 1-5 favorite range after taking the first two games of that series.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that Grizz and Spurs series. The Spurs get the first two at home. The Grizz have not yet lost on the road. That game is tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern. What is the line right now for Game 3?
Memphis is a 5-point favorite in this game, Clay, total at 179. The Grizz actually opened up as a 4.5-point favorite. Number was bet up a little bit, and there's been some public buyback on the Spurs. You look at the over-under, kind of indicative of the pace and tempo we'll see, a more defensive-oriented type basketball game. And I think when you look at these two teams, it'll be the question of who makes the adjustments and how nicked up is Tony Parker. We saw the $5,000 flopping fine handed out to Tony Allen, but I think Allen is going to be face-guarding Parker throughout, and if the Spurs have him removed from their offense, who steps up and makes the big plays? The biggest issue, though, has been the plus-minus differential the Spurs have seen with Tim Duncan on the floor. When he's out there, Memphis just doesn't seem to have an answer for San Antonio's offensive set.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I'm kind of curious about the line. So the Grizz are now a 5-point favorite. I believe, if I'm correct, that the Spurs were around a 5-point favorite in Game 2. So you're talking about an overall swing of 10 points. At a neutral site, are we basically saying that these two teams would be almost even? What would the line be at a neutral site?
On a neutral floor, you're looking at the Spurs in that -1 to -1.5 range. Part
okay.
of the reason you see Memphis is such a heavy favorite for Game 3 is that desperation factor built into the number. A general consensus when you talk to a lot of the guys that bet NBA consistently or almost any of the series sports, you always need to make an adjustment for Game 3 when a team returns home facing an 0-2 series deficit. You figure that's going to be the game where you're going to get a full 48 minutes of intensity, knowing that if they lose that game and go down 3-0, it's pretty much a done deal. Even if unless Memphis goes out there and wins this game by 15 to 20 points tonight, expect a Game 4 number, and if San Antonio has that 2-1 series lead, to come out much shorter. So Memphis would be in that 3.5 to 4 range.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm curious. We were talking about this earlier on the show, and I think I've talked about this with you before. But as an odds guy, and again, we're talking to Todd Furman. You can follow him on Twitter. Great Twitter follow at Todd Furman on Twitter. The basketball impact of officiating and home court in particular. You don't see a lot of adjustment for the line, I don't believe, in the NHL, Major League Baseball, or the NFL, or college football, really. based on home field. There's a little bit of an adjustment, but it's not that substantial. Whereas in basketball, it seems like home court matters so much and the officiating changes so much. Why do you think that is in basketball in particular, both college and pro?
Well, when you look at the NBA particularly, when you talk about the officials, there are a number of handicappers, and it's getting to be more common practice that you actually should be looking at who the officials are before you even place a bet, understanding some of their tendencies and the way they want to be the focal points of the game, send guys to the foul line. It can be a huge game changer if they're going to, you know, call a couple of quick fouls on some of the marquee players and force these teams into very different styles. The college game is so much more on momentum that it just seems that unless you have the elite pieces, primarily at the point guard position, you go on the road and things start to go south in a hurry, it's going to snowball on you real fast. So you see major adjustments made there. College football, more so than the NFL, you'll adjust for home court advantage. The NFL right now, you have a handful of teams, and you'll see books kind of overcompensate for them. But I'll contend that the Miami Dolphins, of all teams and maybe any pro sport, there's no need to even make an adjustment for them playing at home. It actually may work against them when you go into a mausoleum-type atmosphere and you have no fans cheering for you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Okay, I'll ask you about the NHL that's taking place on NBC right now. How are the NHL playoff odds shaken up? What do we need to know from a Vegas perspective?
You've seen things shift quite a bit. The biggest change has been with the Blackhawks, who faced a 3-1 series deficit against the Detroit Red Wings. The Hawks came in along with the Penguins as prohibitive favorites leading into this postseason. The Penguins now a cut above everybody else, and I think they've really earned that on the ice. You look at what this team has done. They're about a 3-2 favorite to win the Stanley Cup. Listed second behind them is the LA Kings at 4-1 before you get into a little bit of a grouping with the Boston Bruins and the Red Wings. And the Western Conference, it's real interesting. The Kings now the lead favorite there, mainly because they have a 3-2 lead and would be favored over the Detroit Red Wings, assuming that's what we saw in the Western Conference Finals. A little bit of value in the Blackhawks. The most likely Stanley Cup matchup as a result of that, Clay, if you thought it was going to be the Penguins against the LA Kings, that payout would give you about 5-2.
I'm curious if there's any way to quantify David Stern's worst nightmare, i.e., Pacers-Memphis in the NBA Finals. Is there a line right now where you could bet on the Pacers and Grizz advancing to the NBA Finals?
Actually, they've pulled some of the NBA particular matchup odds out there, but if you try and look at what the future prices are that they're offering for the Eastern and Western Conference, the Pacers still about a plus 250 underdog to get through the Miami Heat, and you're looking at Memphis, a much larger underdog against the Spurs at that nearly plus $4. So you're talking about a 10-12-1 probability that David Stern gets his worst nightmare. The big thing, though, for the sports book, they're not looking forward to that either. Just not enough star power on those two teams to create general betting interest. You talk about the most popular NBA Finals we've seen in recent memory with the Celtics and the Lakers. The ideal scenario is to get the Heat in there. It really doesn't matter to the books, though, who comes out of the West.
Outstanding stuff, Todd. Outstanding follow as well at Todd Furman on Twitter. What are you going to do in Vegas for Memorial Day?
You know, once I finish up some of the videos we need to shoot for the upcoming big weekend of sports, we'll definitely make our way down the strip and take in some of the pool parties. You guys talk about the women on Game of Thrones. We have some of the best scenery in the country anytime there's a holiday weekend during the summer.
I don't doubt that at all. The Vegas pool parties are hard to beat. Good stuff, man. Have a good time out there.
Thanks, Clay. Have a great holiday weekend.